This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll get a clear sense of how Target is doing with its quarterly results tomorrow. The Minneapolis-based company has had a lot of management changes following some decisions gone wrong. But analysts expect improvement, Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Retail consultant Anthony Karabas says in recent years, Target had kind of lost its way. It opened too many stores in Canada, a data breach turned off customers for a while, and the company had pushed hard into grocery, which is a low-margin business.
Going into food itself is a good strategy because that promotes more frequent visits. But you can't just be like any other grocery store.
Target left Canada earlier this year. In grocery, it's now focusing less on the packaged stuff you can find anywhere and more on fresh foods and organics. Piper Jaffray analyst Sean Naughton says Target's organic selection expanded nearly 50% over the past year.
It's actually up about 15% even over the last 6 weeks.
Retail consultant Paula Rosenblum says Target's also trying to jazz up its apparel. But she says it might be hard to return to the chic Target image of its past.
Back then, H&M and Zara were a footnote in the U.S. Now they're not a footnote.
Rosenblum says even as Target improves, those companies now make for stiff competition. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.